what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra is selling series tickets now for their Masterworks Concert Series and their Chamber Music Series. For information or tickets on either of these, please go to the website acadianasymphony.org or call their office in Lafayette. The Conservatory of Music is offering a class which begins on Tuesday, September 3rd, or the week of September 3rd. It will be a class with Christine Balfa, Petite Voices. She will be teaching French through music. She'll use music, movement, storytelling, drama, and art to present thematic concepts and key vocabulary in French. There are two sections, one for children ages 2 through 5, Monday 11 to 11:30, and for children ages 6 to 8, Wednesdays from 5 to 5:30. You can register your child online at acadianasymphony.org or call the symphony office in Lafayette. UL Lafayette's continuing education department has a number of professional development courses that are being offered. Computer technician programs, basic keyboarding, accounts payable certifications, and many others. For more information or to register, stop by their website, which is ce.louisiana.edu, or you can call their office on campus at area code 337-482-6386. At Cité des Arts, there is a class in Cajun cooking this evening from 4 to 7. For more information, please call Cité or go to their website. In Lake Charles, the McNeese Department of Performing Arts presents a free faculty guest recital this Friday at 7:30 in Ralph Squires Hall, featuring mezzo-soprano Sarah Callahan, Rod Lauderdale on horn, and Dorothy Solomon on piano. That's, again, a free program at the Ralph Squires Recital Hall. This weekend at Cité des Arts, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Buried Child by Sam Shepard continues Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and on Sunday at 2 o'clock. The play has been directed and designed by Cooper Helm. Tickets are available through the Cité website or by calling them or at the door. Again, that's this weekend, the last weekend for Sam Shepard's Buried Child at Cité. Volunteers are needed for Avec les Enfants. That stands for Acadiana Visitation and Exchange Center. It is a program of the Extra Mile and is a safe place for non-custodial parents who require supervision during visitation with their child or children. They'll be monitored by trained volunteers. If you would like to be a volunteer, they are looking for them now. You can call Karen Hebert at 237-2090, extension 114. The Center for Louisiana Studies starts a lecture series. It will start this coming week, September 6th, with a lecture by Dr. Michael Martin. It's a discussion series featuring UL's on-campus experts talking about their chosen field of study, its current state, and its future opportunities. For further information, you can call the Center for Louisiana Studies. It will take place at the Ernest J. Gaines Center on the first Thursday of the month. That's on the third floor in Dupré Library. The annual faculty exhibition sponsored by the McNeese Department of Visual Arts will be on display September 6th through October 4th in the Grand Gallery of the Sherman Fine Arts Annex. Also, the Department of Visual Arts will host a civility exhibition at McNeese September 6th through October 4th, again in the Abercrombie Gallery of the Sherman Fine Arts Center. The opening reception will be Thursday, September 6th in the gallery. It's a collaboration between the Visual Arts Department, the American Library Association, and the Fetzer Institute. A free faculty potpourri recital will be held at McNeese Thursday, September 6th in the Sherman Fine Arts Theater. For more information, please call the Performing Arts Department. The Connections Women's Networking Group will have a program at the Acadiana Center for the Arts Friday, September 7th at noon. For more information, you can go to the Women's Connections website. At Cité des Arts, opening on September 7th, the play Break Up to Make Up. Tickets, again, available through Cité. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can listen to archived programs of shows here on KRVS. Just go to the individual show listed under programs, and you can listen to programs archived there or download them for listening to later on. You can podcast those. And you can support KRVS in many different ways. You can find out all of those ways at our website. Just click the support button and discover the ways that you can support us, either through program underwriting, individual membership, or perhaps by donating a vehicle to KRVS. There's a big red button close to the bottom of our page that says car donation. Click that and it'll take you to a page where you can fill out information about your vehicle or call the toll-free number listed there. It's a big help to KRVS, and it gets those unwanted trucks and cars and RVs out of your driveway. That's all at KRVS.org. Please stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our Monday night evening of opera from World of Opera. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.